You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 3 years since WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested in London to face extradition to the United States on espionage charges over the release of confidential military records and diplomatic cables in 2010. Now, a British court has moved the case onto the United Kingdom's Home Secretary, Priti Patel, who will rule on the 50-year-old's extradition. The Australian's lawyers have 4 weeks to make submissions to Ms. Patel, but can also seek to appeal to the High Court. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief, Kristen Huffshon, is urging the British government not to extradite Mr. Assange.
They need to do the right thing. You need to make sure they do the right thing. They have the power to stop this, to end this, to save a man's life and stop this attack on the freedom of the press.
This year, Mr. Assange married his long-term partner, Stella Morris, outside the gates of Belmarsh Prison. She thanks supporters and the press for following her husband's case and says British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has the ability to stop his extradition.
The UK has no obligation to extradite Julian Assange to the United States. In fact, it is required by its international obligations to stop this extradition.
Independent Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie has called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to intervene and have Julian Assange brought back home to Australia. Mr. Assange has been held at the South East London jail since 2019. Mr. Wilkie says the Australians' freedom is now an election issue.
So politicians, particularly Australian politicians, can stop hiding behind the excuse that the matter's before the courts, because it's now not before the courts. So there's now no excuse whatsoever for Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese to pick up the phone to the British government and to make the case in the strongest possible terms for Julian Assange to be released and to be allowed to return to Australia.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says the government trusts the UK justice system. He's told the ABC he has confidence in the legal process.
So our expectation, as always, is that it operate in the proper, transparent and independent way that it should. It, of course, has appeal processes.
Labor's Penny Wong says the decision lies with the UK Home Secretary. She also spoke to the national broadcaster about Mr. Assange being entitled to consular assistance as an Australian citizen.
I do understand why not only Mr. Assange's personal supporters, but many Australians more generally are worried about this. It has dragged on a long time. It would be preferable if it hadn't.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has previously called for an end to Julian Assange's extradition. Amnesty International says it is not too late for US authorities to drop the charges. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.